2025 Montgomery County Fair Queen Contest. KCSI KYK's Aaron West had an opportunity to talk to Don Lorette, who is head of the Montgomery County Fair Queen Contest, about rules and sign-up dates.
So, Don, it sounds to me like July 2nd, did you say, is the final date to register? We need to get registered here,
yes,
sounds like.
Yes. And you can get registered at the Extension office. Mm-hmm. You can go down there, and they have the papers. Also, online on the Extension Facebook page, mm-hmm, and there's a link to it on their website. So just go to 4-H/youth, and you scroll down and find Fayette County Fair, mm-hmm, and then you can find it from there.
So would encourage people, what ages are we talking about here? Who's eligible? They need to sign up. Walk me through what needs to happen here.
We actually follow the state fair rules and regulations, and all the counties do. Mm-hmm. So you have to be ages 16 to 21, and that's by the first day of the state fair.
Okay.
And you must, you cannot be married or have children, and you must reside in the county that you're participating in or in the adjoining county.
Okay.
Because we have had the adjoining county that most of your activities happen in. So we have had a queen in the past. She lived in Emerson, mm-hmm, but she was in 4-H in Red Oak. She went to school in Red Oak. We've had a queen who lived in Griswold, but her, mm-hmm, 4-H club was in Montgomery County, and she went to school in, or she had gone to school in the Griswold School District, which part of that is in Montgomery County.
Yeah.
So there are some that are in the outlying counties. I know some of the contestants have also lived in Page County,
okay,
and lived in Adams County, but they went to school in Villisca, or, you know, so we've had those circumstances in the past. So majority of your activities happen in Montgomery County. And you must be active in at least one service organization in the community. And, you know, most likely they look at this as 4-H and FFA girls, but that's not always the case.
Okay.
So sometimes we've got people who are involved in their school activities, their church activities, and some arts activities,
okay,
by some, you know, whatever in your community. So we can branch out a little bit as well. So it's
right.
Typically, I think people always say 4-H, FFA, and you like to be involved in the fair in some means. And some of the kids are involved in the fair, but they're not involved in 4-H or FFA.
Right.
You know, dad's on the fair board, mom's involved, always involved in the baking contest. They've grown up with the fair, but for some reason they're not in FFA or 4-H.
I think if you're one of those people and maybe you just have thought, I'm probably not eligible, you should ask the question,
mm-hmm,
and explore it, because you may be eligible, yeah, it sounds,
yeah,
like to me.
Yeah, yeah. As long as you're involved in at least one,
yeah,
activity, service organization in your community, then you're eligible.
Once again, that was Don Lorette, head of the Montgomery County Fair Queen Contest. Please register by Wednesday, July 2nd. You may register at the Extension office in Red Oak or on the Extension Facebook page. There is a link. 2025 Montgomery County Fair Queen Contest.